ZFM Stereo News.
Good morning. It is 9 o'clock. I am Martha Mamombi. Government says poor investment in the renewable energy sector resulting in power deficits. The Ministry of Macroeconomic Planning and Investment Promotion says continuous growth of the informal sector is an indication of a stagnant economy, and India to divert rivers to tackle drought. The government says the country is facing power outages due to poor investment in the renewable energy sector. Speaking during the official launch of the Power for All Energy campaign, the Permanent Secretary for Energy and Power Development, Patson Biridi, says the energy sector has been neglected for a long time.
Energy sector, and in particular the power sector, had been neglected, had shrunk so much it was important to focus on reviving that sector, reviving generation and expanding generation, reviving transmission distribution, focusing on revenue generation, and slowly, we're not yet out of the forest as it were, renewable energy, policy on biodiesels and so on and so forth really were not central to where our thrust as a ministry and as a government was.
Power for All campaign director Charlie Miller told ZFM Stereo's Zura Nkomo that news the economy has been seriously affected by lack of serious investment in energy.
In Zimbabwe, I think what we want to achieve is we want the government to, well, to see the potential of distributed renewable energy as a key way to achieve universal energy access more quickly and more cheaply, and thereby to help households save money on kerosene and batteries and candles, on inefficient lighting. So it's partly household level and partly for the jobs and for the economic growth.
Zimbabwe has started implementing Power for All programs to advance renewable decentralized electrification as the most sustainable approach to universal energy access. The Ministry of Macroeconomic Planning and Investment Promotion says the continuous growth of the informal sector is an indication of a stagnant economy. The Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Dr. Desire Siwanda, says there is need for urgent formalization of the informal sector for economic growth.
If you go back to when the economy was growing, we did not have this huge informal sector. Sometimes it is a symptom of an economy that is not actually growing. Formalize the informal sector wherever possible so that they're able to keep books, they're able to have decent employment, they're also able to pay to the fiscus.
Zimbabwe Informal Sector's Organization Director, Promise Mkwananzi, says the informal sector has recorded poor business performance due to liquidity challenges.
You know, when they say that capital is a coward, so when such drastic measures take place, naturally capital tends to retreat. So if you had a situation where people are withholding their money, to assess the situation, to see what happens, and that naturally affects the market. And once there is no capital in the market, the informal sector and any other form of trade for that matter starts to go down.
Official figures show that only 14% of small and medium enterprise owners are banked and only 3% use a bank account in the name of the business. In other news, India is set to divert water from its rivers to deal with a severe drought. India's Water Resources Minister Uma Bharti says transferring water from major rivers to drought-prone areas is now government's top priority. At least 330 million people are affected by drought in India. The drought is taking place as a heatwave extends across much of India. Environmentalists have opposed the project, arguing it will invite ecological disaster, but the Supreme Court has ordered its implementation. The government says the scheme will irrigate 35,000 hectares of land and generate 34,000 megawatts of electricity. That is the news on ZFM Stereo. My name is Martha Mamombe. The headlines coming up at 20 past.
The weather on Z.